For hundreds of thousands of South Sudanese, this Christmas will be spent in camps for internally displaced persons or IDPs. Reporter Mungume Dev Surakarinj met with some IDPs in a United Nations camp in Juba as they prepare for the second Christmas in a country divided. And here's this report.
This 14 square meter structure in the UN House IDP camp in Juba has no walls. The roof is a plastic sheet, but the thousands of IDPs living here have turned this ramshackle house into a place of worship. Days before Christmas, the makeshift church is bustling as the choir rehearses for mass to celebrate the birth of Christ. One of the church leaders, William Deng Biar, believes Christmas is an opportunity for all South Sudanese to unite.
We want to tell people that Jesus will be born among us. He will be born in our heart, and we want to live in peace. We want to receive Jesus with love. We want to receive Jesus with hope, as well as peace in our country. That is what we want to give for people in Southern Sudan.
Not far from the church, 15-year-old Nyai Lay Martin remembers what Christmas was like before South Sudan plunged into violence. She says that in 2012, the year before fighting broke out in South Sudan, the family feasted on chicken and many different foods on Christmas Day. There were many people at her house that year. 2013 was very different. Martin was living in Juba with her father and young sister when fighting broke out in the capital on December 15 last year. She was going to school. Her father worked for the government. The rest of the family, her mother and two brothers, were in Bentiu. Bentiu is one of the towns in South Sudan that have been devastated by the year-long conflict. For the second Christmas in a row, Martin's family will have to celebrate Christmas apart. Martin says she not only misses her mom and brothers, she also misses rushing home after Christmas service to help prepare a Christmas feast for the whole family. Chudiel Gadichol fled to UN House for his life when the fighting broke out in Juba last December. He left his wife and children at home. His family eventually made it to Ethiopia. He is in this camp for IDPs.
I feel very pain, but because we are in war in South Sudan, what can I do? I want to bring them here, but I don't have salary to bring them here. No money. They will celebrate there, I will be celebrated here. It is very painful to me, but what can I do?
34-year-old Deng Diang Chol also ran to the UN House base with his wife and two children on December 19th last year, 4 days after fighting erupted. He likes to remember how the family celebrated Christmas before the conflict.
We used to go to the church after Christmas, so we went to visit family, yeah, relative, so that we enjoy Christmas. We have different type of food. Sometimes you can go and eat meat. Sometimes you can go and eat chicken. Sometimes you can eat pepper food. Sometimes you can eat local food called walwal.
Chol never imagined he would spend even one Christmas in the camp, let alone two.
We were hoping that if international community intervene to bring peace, so that we may go outside.
But he says even though he's one of nearly 2 million South Sudanese who have been displaced by the fighting, he's lucky because his family is still intact. They'll be celebrating Christmas together in this camp for IDPs. And like many others here, they'll be wishing and praying for peace. For VOA News, I am Mugume Devs Ruakarinj in Juba.